this is the third section.
Hallelujah. A new song. Let's hold our hands together and say, for the Lord. Sister Asami, thank you, Lord. For an opportunity to be taught your word. We receive your word this evening with gladness and meekness. We are edified even as we hear your word. Even because we know you glorify. Amen. Okay, new song 3. I hope to go further than this, but I'll stop here for this section for this time. Amen. I know we have psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So it's just complementing it. So Psalms 40 verses 3. Psalms 40 verse 3. For some people, Pastor just deviated from Matthew 28. I don't think so. It's the same thing. Matthew 28, yeah, the same as the Psalms 40. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms 40. Let's do justice to this. From verses 1 into 3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of the horrible pit. Watch that. Out of the miry clay. Does this relate to what we've been talking about? Hallelujah. The horrible pit. The miry clay. Is that Egypt? Is that Egypt? Is that exile? Can you see that here? Amen. Can you see Egypt here? Can you see exile here? So Egypt will be miry clay, horrible, right? Unbelief, death, right? Okay? And set my feet upon a rock. Put it to what, where we ended last week, in the last teaching. We ended in Deuteronomy 32 verse 4. The Lord is the rock, right? Right? Is that salvation? That is the deliverance? Is that it? Aha! So I set my feet on the rock, okay? We now said, Paul said the rock is Christ. So is that salvation? Okay, and established my goal. Verse 3. And he put a new song. Did you see that? So, would that song be the song on the rock? Come on, is that it? Is that it? Is that the song of salvation? Exactly. He put a new song in my mouth. Even praise to our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42. Wonder why it keeps some 90 feet here, but let's quickly run to Isaiah 42. I keep some 90 feet in my note. Some 90 feet for us to find Isaiah 42. Some 90 feet. It says, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Did you see that? Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Look at Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42 says, verses 10. It says, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise on the ends of the earth. Ye that go forth down to the sea, and all that is therein. He says, the eyes and the inhabitant thereof. Hallelujah. Can you see that? Glory to God. Quick, let me see something. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So very vital. So we said, when we began answering the first song, when Scripture said a new song, we just answered it now. When Scripture said a new song, what does it mean? Right? What does it refer to? What does it mean? Is it a recent song? Or former song? Is it a sing recent song? I hope you've got the answer to that. Hallelujah. Right? So we began looking at that, and we said, the new song, come on, what's this? I have the chair, I'm going to change. Hallelujah. We said, the new song will relate to salvation. Hallelujah. The new song will relate to salvation. And we began looking at what does salvation imply to us. We say salvation is deliverance from darkness to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Right? We say salvation is that deliverance from darkness. Deliverance from darkness. And we said the background to that is the background to Colossians 1:13 was the word Exodus, right? That Exodus experience. So for you to have that Exodus experience of coming out, there must be an exile into Exodus. We're going to expound on that as we get into CRC. Hallelujah. There will be an exile to Exodus. Hallelujah. So, Moses will write for you to see that exile into Exodus. That will be unbelief. Exodus will be unbelief. Hallelujah. Unbelief. For Jesus will have his own exile. But exile won't be unbelief, but death for unbelief. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Death for unbelief. And, you know, salvation will be that deliverance from Egypt. That deliverance from the world, from darkness, from death. Hallelujah. That will be salvation. That will be salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we said that deliverance is called new birth. Was that what we said? New birth. John 3:3. Except a man is born again. The word to be born again there is to be born anew. New birth. Hallelujah. So when you get the word new birth for, is of John 3:3. Except a man be born again. Be born anew. Did you see that? Born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So the deliverance is called the new birth. I would say the new birth is a new beginning in the new land. Was that what we said? A new birth, a new beginning in the new land, which is the Spirit. We said the land is the Spirit last week. Hallelujah. We said the land is the Spirit. So a new birth in the new land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we began looking at the word new, kainos in the Greek. Kainos in the Greek. From the Hebrew word kadash. From the Hebrew word kadash. Now, just to run through what we said last time, we said when you hear the word kadash, it implies what is renewed. Hallelujah. What is renewed? I would say it doesn't necessarily mean new from nothing. I gave us those scriptures last week. But to make brand new, or not, doesn't mean new from nothing, but to make something brand new again. Hallelujah. Amen. To make something brand new again, like a restart. We also said it is using contrast. The word kainos or kadash is using contrast to what is former or old. What is former or old? Not necessarily recreating the old, but taking away from the old to show peculiarity. Was that what we said? Amen. I put it like this, the way I said it last time. I said, it means, I use the word specialty there. It says taking away from what is old, you are taking away from it to show specialty. I will say the new of the land will be a new beginning away from, this is that, taking away from the old. A new beginning away from Egypt is the new land. Did you see that? The new birth is a new start away from Egypt. Come here, follow me. Amen? Is that a restart? Exactly, yes. A restart away from Egypt. Come here, follow me. Glory to God. Glory to God. A new start away. Out of Egypt. You need to see that clearly. Hallelujah. People who go out and sing that. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. So Egypt will be the flesh and the land will be the spirit. Egypt will be the flesh, the land will be the spirit. So
the new start will be in the land he will promise.
Hallelujah. So that will be a new beginning away from the flesh. What are you saying now? A new beginning away from darkness.
Delivered from darkness.
Can you see that? Away from darkness. A new beginning in God's kingdom away from the kingdom of darkness. Hope you see it that way. Or make sure you see it that way rather. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, you see, I'll start to read from verses 15 so that you see something what he said there. Hallelujah. Some clever people don't get to speak. They say, if any man be in Christ, is a new creation, all things are passed away. And the thing all things is, my school is passed away, my date of birth is passed away, everything has become new. Yeah. Everything there doesn't mean everything with the exception of nothing.
No.
Everything is in context, the old is in context. Hallelujah. I hope you're seeing me. Hope you're following me. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Look at it there. It says, therefore, as my father verse 15 says, and that he died for all, that they which live should no longer live unto themselves. Mark that, unto themselves. But to him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yet though have known him and Christ after the flesh, now, henceforth, know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So what's the old things there? Is that self? Is that flesh? Can you see that? Hope you're following me. If any man be in Christ, is that in salvation? In Christ, is that the land? Come on, follow me. Is that the land? Is that the spirit? So if any man be in Christ, the land, the spirit, then he is a new creation. So the new creation, is it a new creation away from the flesh? Yes. Hope you're following me. Amen. The new creation away from the flesh. So the new creation will be a start in the spirit, in Christ. Hallelujah. Hope you're seeing that. A start in the spirit, a start in Christ. That is why Paul said to them in the church of Corinth, the church of Galatia, I said, who has bewitched you? He said, haven't begun in the flesh. Are you not being made perfect? I mean, haven't begun in the spirit rather. Are you not being made perfect in the flesh? Haven't begun in the spirit. So that means salvation is to begin in the spirit. Hope you're following me. Is it start in the spirit? Hope you're following me. It's a start in the spirit. Good or God. So, very important. So the old things there will be Egypt, the old things there will be the flesh in context. So something we said last time is in salvation is the new birth, a new beginning, a new land. Right? Look at the children of Israel. A new beginning, a new land. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Is that a new nation?
Yes,
a new nation. So when you hear a new nation, it means it's a new kingdom. Hallelujah. It's a new kingdom. And when you talk about kingdom, you don't talk about kingdom without the kingdom war. You're talking about kingdom without the kingdom story. So we're going to deal with the kingdom stories. Not today, but in CRC. Hallelujah. Don't talk about a kingdom without the kingdom stories. Glory to God. Amen. Yeah. So we have the kingdom stories. Hallelujah. The new kingdom. A new nation. The new kingdom, a new nation. The writer of Mark will now say, he says, these are believers, and this church of Florida that believe my name will cast out devils, they will speak with new tongues. Why would there be a new tongue? There will be a new tongue because there's a new creation. There's a new nation. Do you see that? There's a new nation, there's a new kingdom, and the new tongues will be the kingdom tongues. Hope you're following me. A new language. What kind of language is called kingdom language? Hope you're following me. Amen. A kingdom language. So speaking in tongues is the kingdom language. Hallelujah. For those of you who are around in church on Sunday, was it Sunday I said so? Or last week, church on Sunday, I said this to us. I said,
You don't use, and I want to correct it.
I said something, I said, I believe in our age and in our day, Pastor Shego Onoinka, who is my pastor,
amen,
my pastor, is God's prophet in our world.
I said, I've not seen a, put it this way,
I don't want to use the word New Testament because I don't know what people mean by that, New Testament prophet, but he's God's prophet, is one of God's prophets that I know of so well in my world.
Oh, that's the one of God's prophets to me.
And by God's spirit is said to us that there are some words you don't use for spiritual things. Words like tonguing. What is tonguing? It's a caricature of what God has told us to do. It is speaking tongues, not tonguing. What are you doing? I'm tonguing. No. What are you doing? I'm speaking in tongues.
Hallelujah. See? Well, it's not unknown tongues. Don't say, I'm speaking in unknown tongues. No.
It's unknown to the world, but to you it's not unknown. Amen. What are you doing? I'm speaking in tongues.
Not I'm tonguing. Not like, it's not like I'm tongues trolling.
No. I'm speaking in tongues. I'm walking. Amen. So, you know, it's a correction that we receive and we should abide. Hallelujah. That I received, that we should abide. Glory to God. So he corrected us by God. He corrected me by God's strength. And I'm actually passing that across to us in church. You don't say I'm tonguing. No, it's wrong. Hallelujah. Amen. What are you doing? I'm praying in tongues. Amen. Hope you're hearing me. Say that. I was tonguing. No, don't say that thing. Glory to God. So he began to adjust immediately. Amen. So I just thought to put that there. So Mark now showed us that there's a new tongue. Right? A new language. Language of the kingdom. Language in the spirit. Language in the land. Is that it? Is that language in Christ? Emphatically, yes. Hallelujah. Amen. So last week we saw there's a new temple. There's a new temple. So what is this old temple? The old the temple will be the temple away from Moses' temple. Okay, believe it. So Paul will now say, don't you know that your bodies are the temple of the living God?
That is the union of heaven and earth. Okay, believe it.
Amen? Amen? Away from that. So that means the old temple is a shadow of the new. Okay, believe it. The shadow of the new. So if there's a new temple, we say there's a new worship. There's a new worship.
Where about? Amen. Jesus spoke about
it. Is it a time will come when
you don't need to go to this mountain to worship. Say they that worship the Father
will worship him in spirit and in truth. In Philippians chapter 3. Speaking about us there. Philippians 3. Quickly. Philippians 3 from verses 2 into 3. Philippians. Philippians 3. Okay, let's start from verses 3. It says, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit. Did you see that? We are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit. And rejoice in Christ Jesus, so we have no confidence in the flesh. So we worship God in the spirit.
So that means there's a new worship in the spirit. Do you see that?
There's a new temple.
There's a new worship in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, we said, there's a new creature, or we are new creatures with new identities, new worship, or new temple, new nation, new worship, with new songs. New songs. With new songs.
New songs.
Hallelujah. So the new songs will be songs in the spirit, right? Is that it? Is that songs in Christ? Yes. Songs in the spirit,
yes.
Songs in the life, yes. Songs in salvation, yes. Oh, songs of salvation,
yes.
Songs of the land,
yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is it songs of deliverance?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Is it songs of our salvation story?
Yes.
That's a new song. The new song is the song of our salvation story. Songs in Christ. And it has nothing to do with whether it's recent or not recent.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. It has nothing to do whether it's a recent song or it was sung 1942. No. It has nothing to do with that. It's new because it is salvation.
Okay, what do you mean?
It's new because it's salvation. It was, so it's called new song. Not in contrast to whether it was sung 1940 or 1442 BC AB AD.
Oh. Hallelujah. Hope you're following that. Glory to God. So, the last time we saw Exodus chapter 14 verse 29 into chapter 15, 1 to 14. The song. Let's see that. Let's see that. We're not reading it all through. I told you to read it, right? Amen. Exodus 14. Over 6:9. But you know, Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left hand. And thus the Lord saved Israel at the out of the land of the Egyptians. And the Egyptians saw, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the Lord, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Then sang Moses. Did you see that?
At the deliverance, they sang.
That song is the song of deliverance.
Did you see that?
Songs in the land, of the land, of what God has done. If you read out through, the songs is about what God did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 32:4 also. Ascribe all the greatness to God. Now look at something. So therefore, we said, we are given instruction to sing a new song in scriptures.
Sing a new song.
But in the Old Testament books and in the epistles, we have that instruction to sing a new song. We're getting to the epistles soon. Therefore, this song, the new song, is part of our worship and service to God. It's part of our worship and service to God. So because it's part of our worship and part of our service to God, something I need to point out here and fast, is the fact that it has nothing, because it's our service to God, it has nothing to do with your feelings. That's what it has to do with how you feel. Oh, I don't want to sing Hillsong. I don't feel like Hillsong. I feel better. No. It's got nothing to do with your feelings. Amen? Yeah? I don't want better. I want Saints Community. I don't want Saints Community today. I want just sing. Oh, I want... almost call someone's name. I don't know. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah? I don't want this. I want that. Oh, I want Travis Green, I want... come on. I don't feel slow, I feel fast song. No, it's got nothing to do with your feelings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's got nothing to do with your feelings. Or your mood. No. Hallelujah. Or your mood rather. But salvation fast. Do you see that? You must sing salvation fast. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Just sing songs unto the Lord.
Glory to God. One time like that, just recently, last time, I was singing a song. I will sing unto the Lord a joyful song, and I praise His name, for the Lord is good. I sing it in my Sunday school. Hallelujah. Sing unto the Lord. You reminded me of those days. Yeah? Even if you have those days, oh, I'm going to sing this song.
It's not about your feeling.
I will sing unto the Lord.
That's a new song, right?
A joyful song. And I praise His name, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Very vital. Look at something in Ephesians. I'm trying to see so I can beat my time.
Ephesians chapter 5.
We have a few minutes left. Ephesians 5, from verse 18. Like I said, this is not a long teaching, it's just an exhortation to exalt our hearts. Right? Was that what I said?
Right? It's just to exalt us.
Amen. Ephesians 5, 18. Alright. It says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, for be filled with the Spirit. Watch that. It says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Is that new songs? Right? It calls it psalms and hymns. It says, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Psalms.
They sing unto the Lord, say psalms and hymns. It means you open psalms.
Wow,
nothing wrong
with
opening
psalms. Amen. Gonna see that? Hallelujah. Amen. They sing the Lord. I mean, he said, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns. He calls it spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. And new songs. Hallelujah. Can we call it spiritual songs? Can we call the psalms, the hymns, new songs? Are they new songs? Okay. Hallelujah. So he calls it spiritual songs. Right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Look at something. Look at verse 19. Making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now. It says, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourself one to another in fear, obey the fear of the Lord. So if the focus is on the life, look at verse 18 very well. Take note of what he said. Look at the instruction in verse 18. He said, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. What there is, be being filled with the Spirit. Mark that you are coming back to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, what did he follow next with? Speaking to yourself. So that means the being filled with the Spirit is offering.
What we are following
is offering, speaking. Mark that word, speaking to yourself. Mark it in your Bible because we're coming to see that. Speaking to yourself. So it's offering, speaking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we can say speaking or singing in the Spirit is a way we show we are being filled with the Spirit. Right? Right? Right?
Glory to God. Glory to God. I met someone one time that said, how will you know? Well, it's white garment person. I said, how do you know someone is filled with the Spirit? He said, you will know now when Spirit takes over.
Amen.
When Spirit takes over. That is Spirit.
Yeah. I said, can you know by words, by songs? They were looking at me like this. Yeah. This day I was having some wonderful interaction with some certain set of people. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. What do you mean? What do you mean? Have you mean anything? Sometimes when I see that some talk is getting to argument, I just withdraw. I say, oh no, yeah, actually, that's good. You know?
Just as happy. I really don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah. I'm still young. Very young. Anyway. Look at Colossians 3. Colossians 3. Similar instruction. Take note of the instructions on both in Ephesians and Colossians 3:16. He said, let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom. That is instruction. Don't be drunk with wine when it's just about being filled with the Spirit. And he said, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Do you see that? In all wisdom. And he said, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. He said, singing with grace in your heart unto the Lord.
Hallelujah. Singing with grace in your heart unto the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah, the instruction is let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. dwell in you richly. That implies that what we sing, therefore, will be God's word. Do you see that? What we sing, therefore, will be God's word. The reality of salvation. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Richly. The salvation. So, can we say
the new song is singing out the word? Is that it?
Is it singing out the word? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, let it dwell in you richly. He said, teaching and admonition. He used two words there, didasco and neotitos.
N-O-U-C-H-E-T-O-S.
Hallelujah. He used those two words. Teaching, didasco. Didasco have the act of teaching. Here is another word, admonition, the word that implies to reprove. To reprove. Similar word, to reprove. It implies that the song,
come on, the song that we sing will be
teachable. Okay, when I mean teachable, you might miss it. Someone can miss it and say, okay,
we can teach each other the song. No,
it means you can draw doctrine from the song. Your song should be doctrinal. Do you understand me? The song should be doctrinal. Doctrinal. The song should be doctrine. Teaching. You're not singing anything as you feel. No, you're singing the word. What are you hearing me? You are singing the word. If I could. You are singing teaching. Glory to God. Teaching. You are teaching. So that means, I put it this way, I should be able to teach from your song. It must be doctrinally proven. It must be doctrinally solid. That's what it means. It must be doctrinally sound. Your song should be doctrinally sound. Not anyhow song. One day, as I was going to heaven, and say thank you to me to show me the wrong way for me to go and die, and Jesus came to me and showed me the narrow way. What is that? Hallelujah. What kind of scripture? How can you call the Father?
Then I said to him, there will I sing your you.
How?
So,
what doctrine is that? They will like sing on you. Oh, they will like spiritually, mentally, academically. let me shock you. You don't sing on the devil academically. You don't sing on him morally. You don't sing, you
jealous. He pre-existed you. Amen. So stop singing nonsense.
And don't teach children. I said that to you. Don't teach children. Amen. Amen. I was in church on last week Thursday. I'll share with us that.
my baby attends
this school. And Sharon came home and was singing a song taught to her by a Muslim teacher. A Christian song taught by a Muslim teacher. Wake me up, which I like somewhere. How?
How?
No. We're not supposed to be like somewhere. Amen. Oh, they imitate me and I imitate Christ. Follow the Lord. Come on now. Amen. Amen. As nice as it is, no? Glory to God. Amen? It's the word. Say it alone for God. Which quarter did you find it? Which quarter did you find it? You think Christian thing, you think the gospel is joke. Macha, I can't remember the macha. But When we were small, when I added some lyrics, matcha, I said matcha, 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 I said matcha, make it break, matcha, matcha. How is that new song? That is the old song. Not recent, but old.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Awesome. How do you know that? Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
So you don't sing. What is it? You do good kingdom. Ooh. What nonsense song is that?
Kingdom with it.
Who don't even remember good? It's remembering Christ. Hallelujah. It shouldn't be taught to children. It shouldn't be. Don't allow it. Hallelujah. That means that it's fair.
What I saw was a critical issue that parents was confront every day.
Yeah?
You will have to confront it every day.
So you have to say no, it's not if you do good. Good, you doing good is going to come after something, right? It's going to come because you're born again. So what gives you the kingdom is not your doing good, but in Christ. Amen? Amen.
So that means, no matter how small a child is, some of us still have the picture of it tomorrow.
I was sharing with us on Sunday. I said till tomorrow. Was it on Sunday? I was sharing with us, I said till tomorrow. Most of you guys think when I teach people about Adam and Eve, I'm always emphasizing the snake. I'm dealing with myself most times. Because I still see snake when I read it. I still see snake. If you think it's you people, I mean, if there's a movie word, what I'm saying, if this doctor said you should not eat it, I say yes sir, the doctor said you should not eat it. No, if you eat it, your eyes will be open.
No, so you have to combat that.
Amen. So what Moses did was to use a narrative in their world. Your eyes will be opened, listen, and you will be like God. And the response when God now says, man has become like one of us. Those are words in their world that you need to explore. No, man is not God, like God. No! Amen. Amen. So very vital. Very vital. So that means, so imagine as a child, I still have that thing till today. It's still in my head somewhere. Amen. It's still in my head somewhere. You know when I keep telling us, garden. The garden is actually the presence of God. I used to think the garden where Adam and Eve was, the garden was where they were planting pepper and tomatoes.
Yes, sir.
My brother came to ask me a very funny question some days back. I said, I knew it was a question from the joke that I told him I don't want to listen. I told you guys on Sunday, right? Some jokes that you don't listen to anymore.
So I wanted to bring a joke and I said I don't want to listen to
it. So later on he came with a question, I knew it was from that flip. I answered. He said, I'm going to ask you. I'm
going to share with you, but I want to let you know the joke.
Amen. Because I don't even know the joke. Hallelujah. So he came to ask me and said, okay, when God sent Cain out, and Cain now married and had estate, rich
children,
who did Cain marry?
I don't smile. And then you know what?
Who did Cain marry? Who? I laughed. I said, is a Stalin writer. Hallelujah. Amen. I said it's a Stalin writer. At least you did literature. Oh, excellent. So we just discussed some things about literal writing. And I said, are you trying to say that when Adam and Eve existed, they were other people? I said, Moses used Adam and Eve, one as an archetype. Two, as people that existed. And take note, he was tracing a known history to the Jews. Hallelujah. It was like, wow. So I said some few things, just few things around. I know that, well, I got him thinking there. And I said, wow. So that, he answered the question and said, so that means
there would have been people that made came to say if they see the king, I say yes. I said yes, confirm, we are getting there.
So that means King would have married any other person and I said exactly. So why did Moses write that? I said it's a star.
In fact, when there was after when there was Abraham, do you know that there was a nation called Salem? He said no. I said no. But there was a nation called Salem. Don't have where Melchizedek from. But Moses wrote it as if you would think it was only Israel that served the living God. Every other person was serving idol, right? But Melchizedek made you know that there were other nations that served God. So where was their ministry? And in fact, what do you now see? Now say, but what about, you now went back again, you saw Mashiach, I say, calm down. Say, but you believe me, and I still believe you tomorrow. And I still believe you tomorrow. So, what did you say, calm down? And another thing, the use of translation has existed for Moses. Say, how? I said, Adam and Eve are Hebrew names. And Adam and Eve were not Hebrew. Deep. I said no, it's not deep. It's not deep. Hallelujah. It's not that deep. Just deep. So if you understand that, you understand that you don't have some of those issues that people are having. You're willing to go. I just found your student. So you now see who came married. Amen. Say that told me so. He said, but you told me, yes, right, that Cain married his sister. I said, we're not told that. So not go there. But there are chances that he did. But let's not go there now. Hallelujah. But just know that there were other people. Hallelujah. Well, no way. The women will exploit, right? Those of you in women class, we began looking at this. Was it the last class or last two class? Was it last class? Class, right? Okay, so we'll find time to go there. When we begin to get onto our advanced course, we'll see all that. There's no reason to rush. You'll get to it by and by. Hallelujah. Hope you understand. Hope you're following me. Take it off this thing. And you're going to do it yourself. Everything I said now, take it off this one. Hallelujah. You did yourself. If you send it to me and I hear it, you're in trouble. Take it off yourself. Let me help you. This is around the 42 minutes. So just go 42, go back 5 minutes. Erase it. I don't want to see it. Hallelujah. It's 43 now. Okay. So, where are we? So this song should be doctrine. Be doctrinal.
So what you're saying should be doctrine. Right? Hallelujah. We're doctrinal. So it implies in a local church, if it will be doctrinal, if it will be teaching, so that means, listen, that means in a local church, anyone cannot just be saddled with the responsibility of singing. Do you see that? Amen. Because the one who leads songs is like the one who leads prayer and who teaches the word. Okay, you hear me? The one who leads song is like the one who leads prayer and who teach the word. Because if it's teaching doctrine, listen, anybody can do it. It's the qualification is not for your as by your voice. No. That means your voice doesn't qualify you to lead songs in church. Your voice, I'll say it again, your voice doesn't qualify you. Amen? What qualifies you is, are you grounded in the word? You don't put anybody there because he has good voice. You say, oh, my voice is a gift from God. Everybody's voice is a gift. But it's not a gift of the Spirit. I told you that on Sunday. Amen? What kind of gift do you have? Or what are the gifts of the Spirit? You say, I have the gift of singing. No. Amen. Amen. Man in his man is a single spirit. Amen. Glory to God. So the one who will lead sons must be grounded in the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Must be grounded in the word.
You don't put anybody there. You don't put anybody there.
Glory to God. The same way too, you don't put anybody to come and lead prayer. You don't. I remember one time we called a brother to come and lead in church. So he would lead. We would do it then. That was our Arab Sound at 6:27. We would call someone on it. When we're having a meeting, the person would lead. When he's not leading, he would not give us exhortation. Now somebody would come and lead and give us exhortation. The first thing he did when he stood up was to tell everybody, close your eyes. To pray. You wanted to pray, everybody close your eyes. Everybody close their eyes. And say, close your eyes! Eyes were closed, including mine. And say, bad angels are passing. Hey! Bad angels are passing. Everybody close their eyes. Hey! I said, Jesus, what have I ever done to you? And you wanted to teach. Trinity wanted to preach all along. Is it Trinity allowing? Never allowing. Please, I've been hearing all this. Man, you're not allowed it. The bad angels. Say God. I looked at Tunde. Tunde looked at me. Say okay, they're already going. They're already moved. They're all right way. Now, good angels are coming. Good angels are coming. Hey,
get out! I don't
want to
call this. Get out of that place, up.
Shall this bad angel. When you sign up like that, you're going to teach us nonsense. Get out! Amen. Amen. Very funny, but. Come on. You don't put anybody to lead prayer. No. Don't put anybody to lead song. If not, one day you stand up and somebody wants to lead song, I'll say no.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Not everybody should be allowed. The one must be granted. Hallelujah. Notice what it says in both Ephesians and Colossians. It says singing to yourselves. Very vital. It says singing to yourselves. Hallelujah. Amen. In Colossians, it says, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms. So, it has to do with yourself. What does it mean by yourselves?
Believers, right?
Believers,
right?
Believers. So that means we could share amongst ourselves in psalms.
Amen. Sing it to yourself.
Exalting yourself. When it says sing it to yourself, something you have to see very clear. It's between believers and not unbelievers. So song is not how you do evangelism.
Hope you're hearing me. Not how you do evangelism. It's for believers.
There's never a point in scripture where it says you will sing to unbelievers. No. It's for believers. To yourselves. Did you see that?
Amen.
To yourselves. Very vital. It's not for evangelism. Let's go for evangelism. But we are singing now. You just be saying in your heart, I believe. And you are a child of God. So let's sing.
No.
You preach. Amen. But among believers, we will sing to ourselves.
Wow.
Edification. Hallelujah. We could edify ourselves in songs. Amen. Amen. We will sing our realities together. We will share in songs. Hallelujah. Okay, amen. Amen. We'll sing to ourselves in psalms and in hymns.
So we can edify each other with songs.
Glory to God. But not to the unbeliever. That singing to you so that you get born again. No. You preach, you carry, so you announce. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Amen. Amen. So one day, one time like that, I give with me. When I spoke about us. He dropped his comment on my DM. He said, no, I don't believe that. I said, see, show me scripture. He said, no, this is not in the Bible. I said, I fear your salvation. Yes, I said, you know, when a believer begins to say, not everything is in the Bible. Ah! Where do you want to get the remaining from?
Shirai Shongo.
No, now. Amen. God cannot have written everything in the Bible. So how do you want to get the rest of?
Yeah, you fear to God. Oh yeah, begin to talk.
Oh,
now I fear your salvation. You have to be careful.
Because you're already removing the boundaries. When a man begins to remove boundaries to his faith, he can do the unthinkable. Hope you know that. Amen. Amen. Go with your girl. Say hi.
Say your salvation.
How do you say that? There's not everything you can say. The Bible comes to expressly say choreography. But not expressly say it like that. I said see. Okay, show me where the disciples use any other thing other than preaching the gospel to get your saved. See. There's no everything in the Bible. See yourself. How can you be saying that? I don't even say that. No. Hallelujah. We are clear on that. Right? Say, so sing to yourselves. Very clear instruction. There's never a pleasant spirit where it says sing to unbelievers. Sing to yourselves. In the local church. Amen. The assembly of believers. Hallelujah. What are you following? Hallelujah. So go back to Ephesians 5 as we round up. It says,
don't be drunk with wine when in the temple, be filled with the Spirit. It is.
I wish I could go further, but because of time, we just have to cut it short here. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5 again. It is 19. Just speak to yourself in psalms and hymns. That's spiritual songs. Mark that spiritual song. Sing and make it melody in your heart unto the Lord. Now, use the word, they're spiritual songs. Hallelujah. They feed with the Spirit, spiritual songs. And Paul, in 1 Corinthians, St. Paul, chapter 14, verses 14 into 15. Say, by speak in... Okay, I don't use the word, I don't know. I warn you. By speak in tongues. Say, my spirit prayers, but my understanding is on foot. So what is it then? He says, I will pray with my spirit. With the Spirit and pray with the understanding also. Say, I will sing with the Spirit. You see that? I will sing with the Spirit and sing with the understanding also. Very vital. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I will sing with the Spirit. And what I was talking about before then, in 1 Corinthians 14, was talking about prophecy, right? Right? Prophecy, can you define prophecy as what? In 1 Corinthians 14 verse 5, as what? Because I know I'm teaching you and I'm talking to you, so I can flow it to you. Amen. So, in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 5, he defines prophecy as tongues plus interpretation. Right? So he now says, I will sing with the Spirit and with the understanding also. It then means that we can pick songs as prophecies in the Spirit. Now, what is it? I will sing with the Spirit. Sing with the Spirit and sing out the understanding. Hallelujah. And it's with the prophecy. Tongues and interpretations. In songs. It can come out in songs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It will come out in songs. Very, very vital. So that means we can set out in tongues. We can set out speaking in tongues. Amen? What does it mean to sing in tongues? It will add melody to your tongues. Hallelujah. Add melody to your tongues. And then sing out the understanding. And you'll be edified. You sing out the interpretation. So the new song is songs in the Spirit. And in singing songs in the Spirit, it means to sing out our deliverance. Right? Our salvation. Right? Right? What God has done is the new land, the new kingdom. Hallelujah. We have new creations, and remember, we say you can set out in the Spirit and sing out in your understanding, and it will be prophecies. Amen. Hope you're following me. It will be prophecies about what God has done, what God is doing in the land. What God has done, what God is doing, and what God is doing in the land. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You learned something? Hope you learned something. Are you sure you learned something? I want to go further. I would like to go further, but because of time, we're already far behind time. So, if you learned something, just sing a song. Let's sing a song. Let's put that to work. Let's sing a song. Just add melody to your song.